These days, my waves get lost in the oceans. 7 billion swimmers. Man, I am going through the motions. Sent up a flare. I need love and devotion. Traded for some faces that I never know. Maybe I should try to find the old me. Take me to the places and the people that know me. Trying to disconnect, thinking maybe you could show me. If there's so many people here, then why am I so lonely? Can I get a connection? And then he goes on, can I get a connection? Can I get a connection? The real thing is that we are living in a society where we are connected. There is a desire for people to be more connected. People are constantly bringing up new apps as a way of ensuring that people are connected with one another. Some of us have got 2, 3, I don't know, has anyone got 4 mobiles? Anybody got 4 phones? No, not yet. Soon, it's coming. There will be a few people who will have 4 phones. Others have it for personal, for work. Others it'll be for special friends. And then, you know, for enemies. So there's 4 phones there. So we all desire connection. And without it, it's hard to live life without it. Even a funeral is an opportunity for connection. Unfortunately, because of COVID, Unani was not able to go and farewell her beloved grandmother, 91-year-old lady. She did, when we had the memorial service on Friday, some very nice things were said about her. And there was something about her name, and names are so important. Her name was Fubani, and it means calm. And that was the description of the woman. She was a calm and collected lady. Wherever she went, she would always have a Bible. That at 10 o'clock, she would read the Bible, and then maybe at 2 or 3 in the afternoon, she would read a Bible as well. So she was very regimented in her devotion to the Lord. She did many things for some of the very remote communities in Botswana, in their village, where they stayed. As Unami said, she tried to start that church, the Jesus Web Church. You know, very short, you know, very short name, but that's because of the desire of her relationship with the Lord. And because of that, what was boiling and was bubbling on the inside of her, it came out. I just want to have a church because Jesus had compassion, so I'm also going to have compassion. Connection is very important. It's quite easy at this stage, obviously, because of COVID. There's a lot of empty spaces here. But you can imagine if there was no COVID and this place was packed and you walked in for the very first time. Most people would want to sit at the back so that as soon as the service is over, they disappear and go home. Now, others like to do that. We would rather that you would stay and connect and interact. But for other reasons, people sometimes have to leave, and I'm not against that. If you gotta go, you gotta go. And that's all right. But connection is very important. May I please have my beautiful prop? Which is not you, Nami. I mean, you're very beautiful. I shouldn't have used that in regards to... I realized too late that, oops, shouldn't have said that. Can anybody tell me what this is? Yes. Green bananas. And what's interesting about this is that they are together. These bananas are together. And so there's what we call safety in what? Numbers. A banana that is not in the bunch gets what? Gets eaten. So when we talk about connection, this is very important. You always want to be in the bunch because there's safety in the bunch, because the moment they take it off the bunch, it's down the hatch. It gets eaten. And as we look at our lives and we look, thank you, we look at what want to, I'll just leave the bananas here. There you go. Connect groups are such an important part of what we do in the life of this church. And the purpose that we have them, the purpose we have our connect groups is so that people can get to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, they grow in their knowledge of who the Lord is. But also that, you know, as you're part of a connect group, it's very important that, you know, you as you interact with people, you get to know people in the church. And it's quite easy, you know, it's quite easy nowadays because of the busyness of life. It's quite easy to be very disconnected. And so connect groups are the primary way we disciple people into transforming relationships with the Lord Jesus Christ. That is one of the main purposes. It's the primary way we help to disciple people so that it's a transforming. Now, to transform would suggest there's a bit of change that happens. You're not going to stay the same. And they provide a smaller environment for people to find and experience loving community. You are going to get that within a small group setting. They help us to live intentionally, live in community, and obviously to also have accountability, because it's quite easy to change, you know, the ways of our thinking can get a bit loopy, and having a connect group, being part of a connect group, people can help direct you in the right way. And so you begin to identify, it's a place where you identify and cultivate your unique gifts, and so that you can then grow as a disciple. I recall when I was in Adelaide in the early 2000s, late 1900s, and we used to have our church called Clear Vision Church, and Pastor Ray Ledger would all go. Wednesday night was always Connect Group night. And we would go to his house, and you know, maybe 20, 30 people would come. It was a huge connect group, you know. And so as we would go there, back in those days, it was the CDs that they would play. Hillsong CDs, of course, boom, they'd put it in, one or two songs. And then there was an opportunity to operate in the spiritual gifts. And so some people would, back then, some people would speak in tongues. And then somebody would interpret those tongues. If anybody heard from the Lord, they'll begin to say, this is what I feel the Lord is saying. And so there was very varying gifts that happened. And so a connect group is a safe place where those gifts can be cultivated. All of us have been given gifts. The question is that to what extent are we going to exercise those gifts so that they can grow? We all have muscles, others more bigger than others have bigger muscles. They just have them. But if you want to grow your muscles, the only way is if you go into the gym or you just, you know, you lift a bucket at home. I guess the effect is the same. And so you have to work it to grow. So connect groups provide that opportunity where you can begin to grow in your area of gifting. And the example that we take for why we connect. So if we can move on to the third slide, why? Why do we connect? We connect as a response to what we learned about how the early church did it. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47, it says, they spent their time learning from the apostles, and they were like family to each other. They also broke bread and prayed together. Everyone was amazed by the many miracles and wonders that the apostles worked. All the Lord's followers often met together. And they shared everything they had. They would sell their property and possessions and give the money to whoever needed it. Day after day, they met together in the temple. They broke bread together in different homes and shared their food happily and freely while praising God. Everyone liked them, and each day the Lord added to their group others who were being saved. This is the vehicle by which the addition in the church begins to happen. Because for some people, it's very daunting to come into a church setting. And if you invite them to a connect group, they'll be like, you know what, I'll come there. It's safer. The connect group is safer. And so people will continuously be added. So why we do connect groups is that it's a place where as we gather, we will become like family. And what happens, you see, as you become part of a family, if one of your family members is sick, or is in need, we all don't just say, God bless you, see you later. We actually get into action. And it's going to cost us. We might have to all contribute $50 or $200 each just to support that person. That is the example that they set for us. It's a place where you grow like family, you break bread. You know, breaking bread is having the relationship. You know, we're talking, we're chopping it up. And we're praying together, praying for one another, getting to know some of the things that are going on in each other's lives. So these are important vehicles. Connect groups. One of the other connect groups I was in Alice Springs. And that group was led by John and Meredith Loudon. Was a group of couples. One of the very, you know, I always speak about it because of what that connect group did. I recall a time when I was having some issues at work. I had some responsibility over, I'm an accountant by training, so I had some responsibility over other people in the business. And there was a lady who also had a responsibility for other people in the business. So she started giving my workers instructions going against what I wanted them to do. And so whenever I asked them to do a task, they would say, so-and-so is the one who told us that we should do it. And for a very long time, I wrestled with, how do I speak to this lady about it? I would think about it, and each time I thought about it, I would get so angry. You know, there would be a song by 50 Cent, I don't know whether I've mentioned this before, called I Still Will. And it's essentially, that's the edited version. The unedited version says, I still kill. And each time I would listen to that song, I would be like, oh, that's really what I'd like to do to that lady, because she really ticked me off. And so I went to the Connect group, and I just, you know, because you're a bit scared, like, I don't know how people were going to respond. And I said to them, look, I have this situation. This is what this lady is doing at work. But being a Christian, you know, you really can't confront. It's not, God doesn't want us to be that way, because how are we supposed to minister to them? And in unison, all the ladies in the Connect group just screamed out, you have to confront her. And so the next day, it was on a Friday, we had Connect groups on Friday. On Monday, I sent an email, can we please have some time to meet? Mustered up, I gave myself maybe 3 hours later. And then eventually I went into her office and we had the discussion. And I said, and so we had the discussion, confronted her in a nice way, not in a rough way. And she was very surprised that I confronted her. As I left that room, feeling like a lion. I felt so big and so proud of myself, because I recognized that, yes, this lady, what she didn't know was I had a spirit of intimidation, where I would always cower and think that is always the right thing to do. And that's what I learned from being in that connect group. No, my friend, you have to confront. And so in future periods in my life, whenever I had to confront intimidation, I was like, I've already slayed that dragon, so not a big deal. So connect groups are very important. And so connect groups are there for caring. And so you will be cared for when you're in a connect group. You'll be cared for by your leader. You know, Proverbs 27 verse 23 says, be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds. And so everybody who's a connect group leader in here cares for the people that are under their care. So they'll be praying for you and watching over you, giving careful attention to their, because you are part of, even though they're using the metaphor here of herds, it's just the people that God has put in your trust. So I will develop positive relationships with people in the Connect group, and I will encourage others to do the same. I will encourage it, being in a Connect group encourages sensitivity and kindness, because some of us are a bit rough around the edges, whereas others are a bit more smooth. As we get into a connect group, we learn to develop sensitivity and kindness towards other people. I'll be encouraged to have an awareness of what is happening in one another's lives. So it's not just a high five and then we're out of here, but it's like, what's really going on in your world? I'll also be encouraged to help, visit, and pray for one another during times of need. Because the responsibility of Pastoral care is not a position, is not a position where you've got two or three people that are responsible for caring for the whole church. It is everybody's responsibility to care for one another. And what I say from here today is empowering all of us to say, it's our collective responsibility to see if there's somebody that you know that didn't come to church. Maybe they come maybe every fortnight, but it's just a little text message. Hi, missed you in church today. Hope you're okay. We're not doing it because we're policemen. We're doing it because we care. If your child never came home, you wouldn't just sort of like go to sleep. You'd find out like, the first thing you'd be saying, where are you? If it's midnight, where are you? And so we're not there to police, but to encourage and just to say, look, we missed you. That's the kind word. We missed you this morning. I hope everything is all right. And so that's what happens when we're in a connect group. So it's everybody's responsibility. A connect group is there for disciple making. So we motivate people. So this is what the leaders do in the connect leaders. They motivate people to see their God-given potential. It is that place, that small area where they'll begin to speak into your lives. And so it gives people a passionate vision for the church. And so the connect leaders begin to unpack what is the vision of our church and how can you get involved? Do you want to volunteer? It's great to volunteer. And so that's what is all happening in a connect group. Training, helping people read and apply the word of God to their lives. And ultimately, a connect group is a social thing. But yes, of course, it's a Bible thing. It's about reading the word of God and growing in our knowledge and understanding of the Lord. Amen? And of course, it's a place where you mobilize, where you'll be challenged, where we challenge people to act on what they have learned and then to help them share this with other people. So we're not just feeding ourselves just for ourselves. We are feeding so that we can give out. And in our small area of influence, we'll be able to just begin to unpack the things that the Lord is saying to us with your friends over lunch. You'll find that there will always be an opportunity. You get given a small gap to say, oh, guess what I learned today? And then you can, you begin to explain that. And people, they'll probably just give you a smile and think, what a weirdo. But I bet your bottom dollar, something will resonate within their spirit. It might not be in that moment, but later on, something is just going to ignite within them because everybody's just waiting for an opportunity for the word of God to be activated in their lives. And the connect group is there for ministry. And so through the connect leader, it helps members become ministers in three areas. Last week we heard the scripture that was spoken of that, some were given to be apostles, pastors, and prophets, and so on and so forth. And so for the equipping of the saints. So the saints are equipped for ministry. So that's all of us are being equipped so that we can begin to minister to other people, not necessarily in the church, but in your world. This is all about your world. God is interested, yes, in here the church, but is most specifically interested in the people that are in your world. So in three areas, within the group, so we're going to pray with and for each other, seek God on behalf of each other. We're going to lead by example with honest, transparent sharing and discussion. So we're not going to hide what's really going on in our lives because it's not a place of judgment because there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ, but it is a place where you can be honest, where we can peel away the layers and say, this is what is really happening at the core. Like I expose the fact that this lady intimidated me. And that's quite a hard thing for a man to do, especially to other women. Eh? I'm just being honest. It's a hard thing to do. Because then you come across as woman, I look a bit weak. But they probably, whether they thought that or not, that doesn't matter. But they encouraged me to step up. And among the church community, so we help members recognize their gifts and where to use their gifts in service of the wider church. And this is important. Everybody has a gift. You have a gift. The question is, are you going to use it? Or is it always going to be in the bag? You got to take the gift out, and you're going to begin to use that gift so that it can begin to benefit everybody else in the church. And then finally, beyond the church. Remember, we always talk 104 hours. We're in this place, and it's a very good 104 hours, but we live most of our lives at work. Well, the majority sleeping, but the other bit is at work. We spend a big chunk of our time at work, and that is the place of influence. That is the place where we are called to just let that influence that we have begin to, no matter, you could be a nurse, and there's an influence that you bring there, a teacher, there's an influence that you bring there. So it encourages each person to contribute to their spheres of influence in a way that brings the fragrance of Christ to the world. That is a key thing. And then, of course, we're going to be inviting new members to Connect Group, and then, of course, to non-believers into the community. So as a church, we love God, we love each other, and then we love the community. And Connect Groups helps us do all three. And this is why I think that I would suggest that if you can, everybody signs up to be in a Connect Group. I understand. In fact, let me not qualify it and give people excuses not to be in one. I understand everybody's busy, but this is something that is going to be good for your life because it is going to transform you, and it's going to allow God to begin to bring out the things that he has placed in your life out so that it can benefit the church. You all have a gift, no matter how young or how old. You have a gift that is within you, and it's about bringing that out so that everybody can benefit from it. Now, may I please have our Connect leaders as well as the worship team? Yes. So everybody who leads a Connect group, could you please come and stand over here? We're going to parade you in front of everybody. Yes, please come. Leader Connect, worship team to my left. So these are our Connect leaders. Please give a round of applause to them. You can have the brochure, thanks, please. So we have a few Connect groups going. There is room for more. And that's not just a metaphor, but there is there is absolutely room for everybody within the Connect group. And can I have the card, please? And what I want to say is that these Connect leaders, they become the shepherd of the small group on their discipleship journey. And this is such, you know, this is such an important thing. This is no Mickey Mouse thing. It's such a great thing. It's a great privilege. And I want to say to our Connect leaders as we pray for them, you know, it says in Jeremiah 3 verse 15, "Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will lead you with knowledge and understanding." 1 Peter 5 verses 2 to 3 says, "Be shepherds," and this is the encouragement to our Connect group leaders, "be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve." Can I get some keys there, please? "But eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock." These are the men and women that have chosen by themselves, not out of volition, not out of being forced, but because there's a desire within them to see people connected, and not just connected for the sake of connecting, so that they can be introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ, so that everybody can experience a transforming relationship with the Lord. You know, there's a story, and it's a real life story of what Ben and Avina did when there was Christy, who's now gone back to she's now gone back to New South Wales, and she ended up having a conversation with one of her friends, and that friend ended up coming to church and connected. And this is the power of connection, is that in a small way, not in a and the communication she had with her friend was not Bible bashing, thus saith the Lord, if you don't give your life, you're going to hell. None of that stuff. It was just about the love and sweetness and gentleness. And you know, that the lady ended up coming to church and she quite enjoyed it. And that is the power of connection. Now, I don't know about you, wouldn't you want somebody else to experience what you experienced when you gave your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen? Would you like somebody else to experience that? And this is what these men and women have done. And so I really want to, can you get up please, babe? I want to pray, you know, it's a broad brush prayer for everybody. Father, I just thank you this morning, Lord God, for our Connect Group leaders. Men and women, Father, shepherds that are after your own heart. And Lord, I just pray, Father, this season of 2022, that our Connect Groups, Father, there would be something different, Lord Jesus, that there would be a hum, Lord God, to our Connect Groups, that your Spirit, Lord God, would just hover over them, Lord God, and that the words that they begin to speak over people, things would begin to happen as they speak deliverance, as they speak healing, Father. Things will begin to happen in people's lives. It is through these men and women, Father, we will hear of the wonderful deeds and miracles that you are doing in and amongst the people of your church. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you would give them a spirit of boldness, a spirit of courage, that they would not be timid, Lord God, but they would speak forth the things that you have spoken to them. In love, Lord God, to those that you have placed under their care. And Father, I thank you. I thank you so much for them. Lord, watch over them. Bless their lives. Watch over their families, Lord God, and everything that concerns them. I pray that you would watch over it, Lord God, and that you would take care of it in Jesus' mighty name. You know, Ben and Avina, I'm just having a sensing, you know, that there is a grace that is upon your lives. There is an ability where you can break down things, where you can interact with people, not necessarily people on the fringes, but people of some level of stature, that you've just got an ability and a warmth and a kindness to you to be able to work with people, to be able to just ingratiate yourself with people. It's like an anointing where you've got this ability to be able, through your connections, to connect people with other people, like you connect the dots. You're constantly making moves so that other people can be connected, and all for the benefit and the glory of God. Father, I thank you for Ben and Avina, Lord God. I pray, Father, that the spirit that is upon their lives, Lord, that they would move with courage, that they would not be afraid and timid, Father, but they would stand in boldness, Lord God, and go and take ground, Father, in areas that they never thought they would take ground. Father, I pray that you would bless them. I thank you, Lord God, for Caroline and her women's group, Lord God. I pray that this is a year, Father, where they would see the face of the Lord. They would just encounter your presence, Lord God. I also pray for the worship that they lead, the external worship where they go to the parks and pray on walks. Father, I pray that you would bless that ministry, Father, and that they would see the fruits, Lord God, of the things that they pray for in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for Blammer, Lord God, as he leads, Father, our African group, Lord Jesus. Father, that it is time to expand, time to grow. Father, I pray, Lord God, that within Blammer, Father, you have put, Lord God, just your spirit, Lord God, a heart that loves to serve. Blam, I'm just sensing the Lord saying that there is no handicap. Don't ever feel that there is an impediment to the things that God wants, that there is something different about you that disqualifies you, because when God qualifies you, that's enough. And so don't always discount yourself and think, just look, all I'm sensing is this thing of don't disqualify yourself, that God has placed gifts in your life. I thank you for Mr. Greg Moore, Lord God, that you would bless him, that you would give him a spirit of wisdom, Lord God, as he leads our men's here in Fremantle, Lord God, as they connect, Father, brotherhood connecting, that they would grow deeper in relationship with one another. I pray for Angela and for Steve Coppin, Father, as they lead our other groups. Lord, I pray, Father, that you would give them a spirit of courage. You know, the word says, as God, Moses said, be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Lord, I just pray that over Steve and Angela Coppin, Lord God, that they would just not be strong, but that they would be strong and very courageous. That as they meditate on your word day and night, Father, and seek to do all that it says, then they will have success. And so, Father, I pray that you would bless them in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Thank you. Please put your hands together for our clinic group leaders. Thank you. Thank you. And lastly, what we're going to do is we now have an opportunity to... Ooh, we're running out of time. Connect group cards. So we just want to know, are you in a connect? Just get some more information. If you could please tick. So we've got pens on your chair, and then give it to the ushers. The ushers will come and collect it. And then the connect group leaders, if you can make yourself outside and make yourself known so that people, if they want to join your group, they can come and see you.